and welcome along to the latest edition of the Euro Assist, brought to you by freesupertips.com as we look forward to game week 8 of the Champions League. It is the final round, of course, of the league format. And I'm Warren Ashurst, and joined this week by Racing Post tipster Jack Ogilby to go through the final round of this league phase. And as ever, we'll kick off with the British teams participating, of course, in Europe's top club competitions. Before we say which fixtures are which this week, just to remind you that all of the games will kick off at 8 p.m. on Wednesday evening, with it being the final round. Fairness across the board. And we'll start off with the leaders as things stand, as Arsenal will face Kairat at the Emirates. As I say, one of those 8 o'clock kickoffs on Wednesday. The Gunners, 100% record so far in the Champions League, 7 wins out of 7, 21 points to their name. They've already confirmed their place, of course, in the knockout stages of the competition. Kairat, meanwhile, they have to scroll all the way down to bottom of the pile, 36 out of 36, with just 1 point from 7 games, Jack. And this, well, it smatters of a comfortable win, you would imagine, for Arsenal, but is there any value here?
Yeah, well, it's hard to find, but we found it, I think. Of course, big blow for the Gunners on Sunday. It was strange, wasn't it? It just didn't seem to take the game by the scruff of the neck, even though they dominated the early stages. But this is the chance for a real backlash. As you say, they've been excellent in the Champions League so far. I think Kairat are going to be on the end of a backlash, actually. I'm going for Arsenal to win over 4.5 goals in the game. That's available at 6-5. I've got not got much more to say, but I think, apart from, I think the Gunners are going to bulldoze their opposition.
Yeah, I wouldn't be massively surprised if that's the case. I mean, we sort of alluded to the fact that there's not much to play for Arsenal, but I suppose a win does secure top spot for definite, of course, with Bayern Munich still possible to catch them. Tough trip to Leeds this weekend for Mikel Arteta's men ahead in the league. So I wouldn't be surprised if he made quite a few changes. And one thing that I was looking at was Gabriel Martinelli to be an anytime goal scorer. He was on the bench for both the games against Inter Milan and Manchester United last week, so likely to play a part, I would have thought, from the start. As we said, Kairat bottom with just 1 point so far in this tournament. They've conceded more goals than pretty much everybody in the competition. Nobody's conceded more than Kairat with 19 in total. And as Jack's alluded to there, I do think it will be probably a big win for Arsenal, but I'm going to go with Martinelli as an anytime goal scorer in that clash. Let's move on to Arsenal's North London rival Spurs now. They're in Germany to take on Eintracht Frankfurt. How do you see this one going, Jack?
Oh, well, Frankfurt can't make the top 24, and I think they may select a weaker side with an eye on the game at Leverkusen at the weekend. They lost 3-1 against Hoffenheim the weekend just gone. They're still without a permanent manager after Dino Topmuller was recently sacked. These sides also know each other, don't they? Spurs beat Frankfurt 1-0 in Germany in the Europa League semi-finals last season. I think it's going to be a similar theme. We know Thomas Frank's under pressure. Side drew 2-2 at Burnley at the weekend, but they seem to be a better team suited to playing in Europe, because I think teams are more prone to coming onto you and giving Spurs a bit of space on the break. And I think there's opportunities here for Tottenham. I fancy a Tottenham win at 2-0 at a really good price of 11-4.
Tottenham, would you believe, in 5th in the Champions League standings? I say, would you believe, when you consider the pressure that is on Thomas Frank, of course, in his position at the moment. Back-to-back wins have put them in a strong position to qualify automatically. Normally goals, of course, when Eintracht Frankfurt are around. They've conceded 19 in 7 games in the Champions League this season. Spurs, meanwhile, have averaged 2.14 goals per game in this competition. The hosts have scored 39 times in 19 Bundesliga games this season. Only Bayern Munich have scored more than them, and it's a lot more than Frankfurt, to be fair. But nothing to play for, as we said already. Can't make the middle third. I still think there's only one way that Eintracht Frankfurt can play, and that is attacking an open game, which might well play, as Jack said there, into Spurs' hands. Tottenham have conceded 9 goals in the last 6 matches in all competitions. So I think Eintracht can get on the score sheet. So I'm going over 3.5 goals here in this one, and that is around about 13-8. The other English teams in action, of course, are Liverpool, Manchester City and Chelsea and Newcastle as well. And we'll move on to Liverpool next, because they play host to Karabag at Anfield. As I say, all of these games, 8 o'clock kickoffs on Wednesday. And Liverpool bounce back well from disappointing results in Europe over recent times, with that really emphatic win over Marseille last time out. Can they get the job done here, Jack?
I think so. I think if you've planned your campaign that you need to win on the final day of the league phase and you're facing Carabao at home, you've planned it pretty well, haven't you? I think Carabao can offer something to this game. I'm going Liverpool to win. Both teams score. That's 7-2-4. I thought Liverpool were excellent against Marseille and, well, soft against Bournemouth. I don't think I'm the only person who's used that word. And when your manager's suggesting that the wind was the problem, always saying there's no excuses, but it was windy. That doesn't fill you with confidence, does it? But Carabao, they play in a chaotic style. They beat Frankfurt 3-2 and have scored on one of their games. And their fixtures average 4 goals. So it's, again, only going one way for me. I think Liverpool are the better team. I think they'll win, but I fancy Carabao to get a goal as well.
Yeah, and as Jack's already said there, Liverpool certainly haven't looked the most secure in terms of Premier League fixtures recently, and that will give Carabao hope with injury and form issues at the back for Arne Slot's men. They do know, though, that a win will confirm automatic qualification, and I would imagine that they will get it here. But I also go along with what Jack said there. I can see Liverpool to win and both teams to score. Carabao have actually only scored one less goal than the Reds in Europe this season. And that Liverpool win and BTTS at 7-4 looks like a good price. Manchester City are next on the agenda. They're at home to Galatasaray at the Etihad Stadium. City, of course, that's a shock defeat at Bodo Glimt last time out. As you've already mentioned with Liverpool, though, Jack, if you've got your sort of own matter in your own hands in terms of being a home game in your final match, that's all you can ask for, really.
Yeah, and I think famously indifferent travellers, Galatasaray are a good team to be playing as well, aren't they? I thought, obviously, well, City were awful in Norway, weren't they? There was no dressing it up. I thought they were a bit more controlled. It was interesting the way that Pep Guardiola set his side up as well against Wolves. That 2-0 win, and that seemed to ring something with me. I fancy them to win 2-0 at 7-1 on Wednesday. Yeah, Gala can still make the top 24. It just seems maybe a weird run of results that will probably prevent them from doing that. As I say, I thought they were dreadful City against Bodo Glimt, but they also won 2-0 against Newcastle in the EFL Cup. It seems to be a scoreline that's following them around. I think it's a great price at 7-1.
Yeah, I can tell you that Galatasaray is big as 10-1 to claim the win at the Etihad, 6-1 the draw and 2-9 Manchester City. I'm going to go here with an Erling Haaland bet because he was taken off, of course, in the derby defeat against Manchester United. He was then dropped against Wolves at the weekend. Certainly got a point to prove, having a bit of a dry patch for him over recent times. He's averaged 3.71 attempts per game in the Champions League this season. And I think Pep Guardiola is probably lining him up to bring him back in for this match and get him back on track. He's up against the Galatasaray team that gave up 14 shots in their 1-1 home draw with Atletico in game week 7. And as I say, I think City will be determined to right the wrongs of that game in Norway last time out. And Erling Haaland, to have over 3.5 shots on target, can be backed at 4-1. Up next, it's Chelsea, who are in Italy to take on Napoli on Wednesday evening. As far as the prices are concerned, Napoli 21-10. It's 5-4 Chelsea, and the draw is 13-5. As far as Chelsea's European campaign is concerned, Jack, I mean, it's been a little bit up and down, I think it's fair to say, but they find themselves in the top eight going into the final round of fixtures. Can they see it through?
I think so. And I think, well, it's more on Napoli, I think, the problem. Antonio Conte, great manager at the weekend, albeit they did lose 3-0 against another of his former clubs, Juventus, on Sunday. But he just can't do two games in a week. Napoli's European form, and his European form historically, is awful, isn't it? I think Chelsea got a real chance in Naples. And I think it's going to be a big night for João Pedro. I'm backing him to score at 21-10. He was excellent on Sunday at Crystal Palace. A 3-1 win for Chelsea. And I thought they were excellent. They just seem to play the game in front of them. That's what Leo Rossini seems to be trying to do now. Rather than maybe under Enzo Maresca, it was all about shape and pattern and things like that, where they seem to rely or relish a bit more chaos at Selhurst Park. And João Pedro seems to be the perfect fit for that one up front that they like to play. He led Maxence Lacroix a merry dance on Sunday. I think Alessandro Buongiorno, who's the middle man in Napoli's back three. That's interesting as well that Conte's struggling because he's gone back to his favoured back three, having been a back four all last season when they won Scudetto. I think Buongiorno could be in for a tough evening against João Pedro, and I'm backing him to score at 21-10.
Yeah, I have to say, I was tempted by the 5-4 on Chelsea because I do fancy the chances here. I mean, Napoli, granted, will point to the fact that they're missing key players through injury. Kevin De Bruyne, of course, has been out for a long period now. But as you say, Antonio Conte's record in the Champions League is certainly not one to shout about. They've only managed 7 goals in their 7 ties this season, scored 2 goals in the last 6 games in all competitions. So goals are a concern for the Naples outfit at the moment. Chelsea do look, I think, a bit more of a rounder, sort of more solid outfit under Liam Rossini, even though they're not necessarily pulling up any trees at the moment. Under 2.5 goals in 2 of their last 3 games under the new boss. I'm going that way here. I'm not sure there'll be more than 1 or 2 goals in this. A point could be enough, of course, for Chelsea to automatically qualify for the last 16. While the big story would be, if Napoli are beaten, they almost certainly will not qualify at all, even for the playoffs. And as Jack says there, having won the Scudetto last year, that will be a big setback for Italian football. Finally, in terms of the British clubs, Newcastle have the toughest of the tasks as they take on defending champions Paris Saint-Germain in the French capital. The Magpies will start the game, though, inside the top 8, and in fact level on points with PSG going into this game. But it might well be, I think both of us feel, Jack, that they'll be chewing on the nails at the end to work out whether they'll be qualifying automatically.
Yeah, these two, two of 8 teams on 13 points, aren't they? And the goal difference could be quite crucial for these sides, because PSG have got plus 20 goal difference, Newcastle plus 16. So that is in their favour. Newcastle played well a few seasons ago at PSG, undone by a controversial late penalty. But I just think that after a bit of a mixed first half of the season, when I think they were warming up really before Christmas after last season's pretty long campaign, PSG have suddenly popped up on the top of Ligue 1 and doing well in the Champions League. They know how to balance out their campaign, as we saw last season. Whereas Newcastle, the missing key players, they look tired against Aston Villa, whether he wants to or not, or doesn't feel he can. Eddie Howe doesn't seem to be able to rotate, and I just think it's going to be a routine win for Paris Saint-Germain. I'm going PSG to nil at 7-4, especially as they've had 2 extra days to prepare for this game, having played on Friday.
Yeah, I do think PSG are certainly quite rightly strong favourites to win this. 8-15, quite a short price though, against the Newcastle team, who are capable, of course, and certainly in this competition have put some really good performances together. They're 9-2 and the draw is 7-2. I'm going slightly different than Jack. I'm going with PSG to win and both teams to score here. PSG, of course, the joint top scorers in this season's competition with 20 goals in 7 matches, but they conceded twice at Sporting in the last round, and Newcastle have found the net 16 times in Europe this season. Would you believe Anthony Gordon is tied 3rd in the Champions League goal-scoring stats with 6 in 7? And I think Newcastle can get on the score sheet, but I think they'll do well to get anything out of this game. And I'm going for PSG to win and both teams to score at around about 15-8. That's the British teams covered then. We're going to look at the best of the rest now, because it is, as I say, the final round of the league format. A lot to play for up and down the Champions League table, with qualification, of course, on the line. And we're going to start off with Barcelona, who are in real danger of not qualifying automatically for the last 16, which will be a real setback for Hansi Flick's men. They go into the final round at home to FC Copenhagen. As far as the prices are concerned, well, not surprisingly, Barcelona are strong favourites to win the game at 8-1 on. It's 18-1 Copenhagen and the draw 15-2. Jack, how do you see this one going?
Barcelona to win 2-0. There are 3-0 winners over Oviedo at the weekend. You get that price 11-10 for Barca with a clean sheet. I just think it's going to be a routine victory and maybe eyes on elsewhere. I think they'll get the job done quite early. Well, Copenhagen have won in Spain. They beat Villarreal 3-2 before Christmas, but have failed to score against the likes of Spurs and Karabag. And I just fancy a routine victory 2-0 to Barcelona.
Yeah, I'm going slightly safer. I mean, I do expect Barcelona to win, but I'm going over 3.5 goals here at 8-13. The visitors have given themselves a chance to make the middle third of the Champions League standings after collecting 7 points from the last 3 Champions League games. And they may as well have a go at the end of the day. They may as well decide that they can throw numbers forward, try and cause Barcelona problems at the back where they haven't necessarily been that assured this season. But I think Barca will have more than enough to go on and claim the victory. 20 goals in the last 7 games for Hansi Flick's men. PSG are the only team to beat them on home soil this season as well in all competitions. But as I say, I think I'm going for goals here. Over 3.5 at 8-13. Another Spanish team in action on Wednesday. Athletic Bilbao, they're at home to Sporting Lisbon. In terms of the prices for this one, well, Bilbao are 6-5 to claim the victory. 11-5 Sporting and 5-2 the draw. What catches your eye here, Jack?
I'm all over Sporting in this game. 9-4 for the away win. I think it's one of the prices of the night. Athletic beat Atalanta last week, but then lost at Sevilla. It just feels a bit like the end of the cycle at the moment for Ernesto Valverde and this team. You feel not qualifying for the Europa League final on home soil at San Mames last season has taken something out of them. And there's a few players being linked with moves away and all those kind of things. And there's also a Basque manager at Bournemouth who might be available in the summer. Would this make a change? I was thinking that this morning. Sporting going really, really well. They beat PSG 2-1. Last time out, and I won the last 3, and I'm backing them for a 4th victory on the spin, 9-4 for the away win. I'm all over it.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that front, and I'm actually going a little bit safer, but I tend to agree with everything you've said. A Sporting draw, no bet, is 5-4 here. Beat PSG, as we've said last week, on a high. A win could get them into the top 8. Bilbao look like a broken team, as Jack says at the moment. 12th in La Liga. They've lost 4 of the last 5 domestically as well. No real confidence against the team. As I say, it'll be boosted by that win over the defending champions last week. As I say, Sporting draw, no bet, is the 5-4 option for me. 2 more games to look at then at this week's Euro Assist. And we're going next to Portugal for Benfica against Real Madrid. Wouldn't you just know it? Jose Mourinho up against his former club once again here. Benfica 16-5 to claim the win. 8-11 Real Madrid and 16-5 the draw. Is the Real Madrid win price a little bit too short for you here, Jack?
Yes, I'm going for a correct score, actually. 2-0 to Real Madrid at 15-2. Be almost easy to forget there is a game going on, I imagine, with things going on in the media. We saw it when Benfica played Chelsea earlier in the campaign. I do think that Mourinho's personality and aura, if you like, is kind of covering for what has been a miserable season for Benfica. Of course, he lost their first game in this competition, having been 2-0 up, lost 3-2 to Carabag. That ended Bruno Lage's reign. Mourinho has already been sacked by Fenerbahce this season, came in, and things haven't really picked up. They did beat Estrella 4-0 on Sunday. I guess they'll have a bit more confidence. But Real were really good 2-0 winners at Villarreal. They've won 3 in a row. 2 of those have been by 2-0 scorelines. And similar to that City correct score bet, it just seems to be a scoreline falling around at the moment. I fancy them to be quite comfortable 2-0 winners in a game that might actually be a bit of a non-event because the focus will be on the sidelines.
Yeah, I don't think Real Madrid have certainly been anywhere near the best so far this season. In fact, they've lost 2 of their 7 games in the Champions League, but they still sit 3rd with 15 points from 7 games. And it should, you would think, be another victory for them on Wednesday evening. I'm going with a bigger price here because I'm going for Real Madrid to score a penalty at 4-1. You just know that Jose Mourinho is going to try and upset the apple cart. He's probably going to have a plan to try and frustrate Real Madrid. But let's face it, for the vast majority of this game, Benfica are going to be sat back trying to defend. And when the likes of Mbappe and Vinicius Jr. are running at the back line, then I think there may well be every chance of a penalty being conceded by the home team. Real Madrid, by the way, have had 12 penalties this season. 3 of them have come in the Champions League. As I say, with Benfica likely to be on the back foot, I think that could be a good option at 4-1. We're going to conclude with the clash between Monaco and Juventus next. In terms of qualification for the next stage, well, Juve were really struggling, of course, at one point, but 3 consecutive wins in this competition have got them up to 15th in the table in that middle third with 12 points from 7 games. Monaco also in that middle third at the moment with 9 points from 7 games. Jack, I saw Monaco absolutely thumped by Club Brugge on week 1, and I did think they'd probably finish in the bottom third, but since then, they've shown a bit of steel and determination.
Yeah, they won at Bodo Glimt and were good value for it as well before Christmas. But they're awful. I know it's probably a bit hot take there. I don't know. I'll probably be too divisive. I don't know. But they're in real trouble. They were terrible in a 0-0 at Le Havre at the weekend. Pressure on Sebastian Pocagnoli, the second coach they've had this season. It's been a case of hitting F5 to see if he's still in the job all morning. Juve were really good against Napoli. They beat Benfica 2-0 last week. Again, that scoreline keeps cropping up. But I think Juve to win at 6-5, it's a great price. They're a team in form, a team who seems to be getting together under Luciano Spalletti. Of course, they had their own manager trouble this season. And Monaco, there is still one of those weird phases that clubs like Monaco go through where they always sell the young players. It's who they can get in that's supposed to obviously pick up the slack. But this time they went for a bit of experience with Eric Dier. He's been injured all season. Paul Pogba, he's been injured for most of the season. It just hasn't worked for them this season. And it's almost get out of Europe and focus on trying to get back into Europe for the rest of the Ligue 1 campaign.
The only thing that's kind of stopping me from going towards Juventus here, I think we're a pretty good price as well to win in the Principality. They are 11-10, Monaco 5-2, and the draw is 12-5, is the fact that, you know, Juve would probably accept that middle third spot, having looked like they were going to struggle to qualify at all. And a point might also see Monaco, of course, get into the playoffs as well. Both teams have drawn three of their opening seven Champions League games as well. So, surprise, surprise, that's the way that I'm going for this final round encounter. The draw for Monaco-Juventus can be backed at 12-5. Well, that is all of the individual games in terms of what matters, of course, on the final round of the league format. We're going to turn our attentions now to a Champions League bet builder. And we've got three legs for you to select from. Jack is going to come up with his first two legs in a moment or so's time. And Eintracht Frankfurt against Tottenham, we should say, is the match in question. And Jack, what are the first two legs of the bet builder?
Yeah, first two legs. Tottenham to win. They did so in Frankfurt last season, and they just seem to be a better team in Europe than they are domestically. They beat Dortmund last season pretty comfortably, or last week rather, pretty comfortably. I think they're going to win again. I'm also going Christian Romero to be booked. He received a yellow when Spurs won in Frankfurt in the Europa League semi-finals. He's actually scored in the last three games and has kind of tried to pick up the team and do it all himself, but he's also always out of position and always flying into tackles. And I just think he's a real card candidate.
Yeah, and I'm going to go for both teams to score here. And I know where Jack went with Winston Hill for Spurs, but I just think with Eintracht conceding as many as they are, but also they are lethal at the other end when they get the opportunity, with that 39 goals in 19 Bundesliga games stat standing out at me, I'm going with both teams to score in that clash. So that makes up the bet builder for Eintracht Frankfurt against Tottenham. So just a reminder, it is Tottenham to win, both teams to score, and Christian Romero to be cautioned in that game. And just one last reminder that all of the matches in the Champions League final round take place on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Big thanks to Jack for his input in this week's Euro Assist. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment on the Racing Post YouTube channel. The domestic version of the assist will return on Thursday. Make sure you join us for that. But for now, enjoy your midweek European football and please remember to gamble responsibly.